Hello, welcome to episode 8 of the Who Is She podcast.
Who is she? Who is she? I did it slightly differently that time.
I liked that. That was like you can do Nikki Graham in like different situations, like Nikki Graham scared, Nikki Graham angry, Nikki Graham like.
Give me a scenario and I'll do it for you.
Like Nikki's on like a date with someone who doesn't show up,
and then, yeah,
and then the waiting staff are trying to get her to leave, like to give up a table for someone else.
All right, ready? Yeah. Where is he? Where is he? Anyway, welcome to Who Is She podcast with me, Jen Ives, and Riggs over here. That's your name now. Riggs over here. We just watched episode... What did we watch? One of the episodes.
Yeah, we just watched the new nominations episode.
Yes, we did, which I didn't realise it was the new nominations episode. I thought it's one of those episodes where it's like, to be honest, like brace yourself because like, it's not... Not a lot happens in it, does it?
No, I thought that because there's a lot of cycling. I don't know if you listened to the last episode, you'll know that they were cycling from Penzance all the way to John O'Groats.
The thing is, it's one of those tasks that sounds good on paper. It's like, yeah, we're going to get them all to do this thing. Hopefully it's going to...
I think it sounds shit on paper and in actuality.
I guess it does. Maybe if they like, maybe, well, imagine it on paper, but it's like, or it's like, you know, like one of those little flickbook animations. Maybe that's how they did it first. But
yeah,
the thing, but it is boring because it's like, it is literally just watching people on bikes for an hour. I mean, if you add last episode and this episode.
If you were going to make a flipbook of anyone in the house to do this cycling challenge, you would use Nicola because she's got the least amount of features to draw, I think.
That is mean. Why do you hate Nicola?
Well, I just don't know. I don't hate Nicola. She's just a fucking liability, isn't she, a bit?
Is she? Why? Tell me.
Because she fucking just... She was like, everyone's been cycling for miles and miles and miles. She gets on and presses, like, reset on the exercise bike. She's like, oh, no, I pressed yeah, something. It's all gone.
She did reset it, yeah, but they got it back. It's okay.
They got it back, man, but she's like, I don't know, she's always dressing like a Flintstone as well.
She is always dressing like, she likes a grey leopard print, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, what? Does she bring loads of those, or is she wearing that every single day? Because she's been wearing that a lot.
She's in touch with her primal self. There's nothing wrong with that. She, you know, she puts the bloody elephant around the house to hoover up. She's got...
Was her, like, item that she could bring from home, was it just a big wooden club?
It was a big wooden club, and she's also got a little guy called... What's his name? What's the little alien called?
Barney.
No, Barney's not an alien.
Who's an alien?
You know in Flintstones, you know, like, in the old cartoon, when it went on a bit... And it sort of like lost its, they sort of added a new character, didn't they? They added that little alien, that little green alien.
Are you mad? Are you going mad?
I'm not going mad.
Have you gone mad?
Listen to me. There used to be a little alien that only Fred could see, and it used to talk to him.
Fred and you?
Yeah. And he used to call Fred a dum-dum. He used to go, what? Listen, dum-dum.
This never happened.
Yes, it did.
No, I mean, how? And then afterwards, were you on like a series of medication for like a long time? And were you allowed?
It did.
Allowed to sort of mix
listen,
with society,
it, I 100 Google it now. 100% guarantee. Just type
Flintstones
alien.
Meet the Flintstones and this tiny little alien guy.
Well, you're gonna feel like an absolute prick when you Google it because you're gonna see that it's true.
All right, I'm Googling it right now.
Just type Fred Flintstone alien.
I know what to type. I've Googled stuff before. Fred. Flint, what did you take? Flintstone alien. The Great Gazoo.
Yeah, there you go. Gazoo.
Oh, I've seen that little twat before.
Oh, now you say that you know what I'm talking about.
No, I've seen him, but I didn't know he was in the Flintstones.
Well, you thought he was in the Jetsons or something.
Oh my God, he's in the Flintstones film. Shut the fuck up.
No, he's not in the Flintstones film.
Viva Rock Vegas. Yes, he is.
Oh, I never watched that one. But do you know who is in the Flintstones film, which you will find funny?
Go on.
Well, just type the Flintstones movie. And
Donald Trump.
No.
As a mammoth. Who?
I'll give you a clue. It's my boy, my boyfriend.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah.
What is he?
Yeah, he plays the boss. The bad boss.
Is there a prehistoric version of his show called Twin Beaks? Twin Dinosaur Beaks.
That was abysmal. That was bad even for you. Twin Beaks.
What do you mean even for me? I'll take that fucking back.
Even for you.
No, man, I'm providing.
Do your kids like that? Do your kids like that Flintstones film?
I haven't let them watch it yet. I think it's too old for them.
Are you joking? What's too old in that film?
Look, it doesn't make historical sense. I don't want to warp their minds. I may as well indoctrinate them into Scientology if I'm going to show them the fucking Flintstones film.
That film is fucking mental, isn't it?
Yeah, the one with...
The casting is off the wall.
The one with James Gandolfini in it. Not James Gandolfini. Who's the guy? But...
It doesn't have James Gandolfini in it. Oh!
Andrew Dice Clay. Hey, Wilma!
Wait, I've got to think of an Andrew Dice Clay, right?
What's in the tar pits, bitch?
Oh, Dino, you motherfucker.
Ooh, the great Gazoo. Who's this guy?
Hickory dickory duck. Barney, you suck my cock. Wilma, you bitch. Oh. I'll give you a pearl necklace, Wilma, you bitch. Oh!
Oh, oh man. This is a fucking good pitch, by the way.
I think it's pretty good. What, you mean like a Flintstones remake, but with loads of like edgy sort
comedians.
Of 80s comedians yeah. in it?
Barney could be Sam Kinison.
No. But I think Seinfeld would be Barney.
Ricky Gervais could be Barney.
No, Ricky Gervais actually would be, wouldn't it? Ricky Gervais is Barney. Yeah. What's up with the hog? What's two of every animal? What is that? Gay? What about dolphins?
Man, they made a beetroot and chive curry, and as somebody who has eaten food in the past, I would like to say, as a spokesperson for all the people in the world who eat food, don't ever do that again.
Well, the thing is, I don't like beetroot anyway, particularly, but I do like chives, so I'm 50-50 on it, really.
No, chives don't have any place in the curry, and also beetroot doesn't have any place in the world.
Well, beetroot, I think maybe they were just ahead of their time, because beetroot is becoming a very versatile vegetarian option, isn't it?
Look, it tastes like the earth, and it stains everything that it touches.
Listen, I don't like it. I'm just playing devil's beetroot advocate here. I don't like beetroot. Firstly, it's purple, and I don't eat purple food, okay? Secondly...
There must be something good that's purple. What about jam?
Again, I don't like blackcurrant or raspberry jam particularly. Well, I do like raspberry jam. Raspberry jam's not purple. But I like strawberry mainly. Right. That's my jam.
That's my jam.
I didn't mean that, but I'll have that. But yeah, that's my jam of the year.
Why haven't Roundtree's been like, that's my jam? I think we should write in.
I wouldn't. Well, no, I don't eat Roundtree's. I want a jam. I don't want a fucking sweet. I'm not eating some dirty old Roundtree's jam.
I think Roundtree's Hartley's.
Get this, my dad. Yeah, he bought me some peanut butter because my dad, like, he's very sweet when he comes over, which isn't very often.
Your dad got you the big D?
No, he didn't get me the big D, actually. My dad, this is what I was going to say. If I'm buying for myself, then I will get the big D. But my dad, he got me a peanut butter I've never seen before. He got me a KP peanut butter.
Was it nice or good? Was it good?
I haven't tried it yet. I've still got lots of big D to finish off.
Mate, you could try all your life, but you're never going to get to the end of that big D.
That big D. That big D goes deep, I've got to say.
What does the D stand for? And don't say dick.
I don't know what it stands for. That's what I don't get. Big D. It's just called Big D. Yeah,
they know that. They knew that. That's what they knew what they were doing.
There's not even a D in peanut butter, is there?
Do you reckon at the conference meeting they were like, to like the CEO. They were like, why are we calling it the Big D? And he's just like, this is why we're calling it the Big D. And he just fucking drops his trousers.
Just unzips. I think that is what the Lidl CEO is like. every pitch he has, he's just like, my dick says. I didn't get to be the CEO of Lidl by not putting my dick on the table.
Gotta lay it all out on the table. That's what they say. Andy went through a few changes this episode.
Andy went through like 4 changes in this one episode, didn't he?
It was mad. Because I've actually written down, I was like, I actually think, because you know Mel and Andy are quite boring.
But they're made for each other, right?
Yeah, but I think that they're boring because, this is what I've written down at the start of the episode. I was like, maybe they're boring because they're like just sound people.
You mean they're like normal?
They're just normal. They're just like, all right.
Well, I think Mel is, but I'm not sure about Andy now.
Don't get me wrong. I have second thoughts about Andy now.
Are we getting there, are we?
Well, I guess so, because I mean, because he's just like, he's just nothing, isn't he? He's just not there.
Listen, this is the thing. I thought he was. I mean, if you don't know, listener, we called him Invisible Andy for the first couple of episodes because it seemed like he was just sort of invisible, right? But it turns out that he's becoming more and more. He's establishing himself as a character, as a personality. And to be honest with you, I regret saying anything because I wish he wouldn't. Because the person that's coming out is not particularly desirable, is he?
Some people shouldn't come out of their shell.
No, they should stay in it like a peanut.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you're like, oh, maybe you should be like less outgoing. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you should just stick in your house for a bit.
Do you know what it was? It was when he was in that vegetable patch, right? And he was like, I'm the vegetable master. And he was like...
Yeah, and he didn't know fuck all.
Well, he knew how to get a potato out. He's like the potato boy. He knew how to do that.
Like, they were like, how do you know when it's done? And he's just like, you just sort of take it into the house. If you can take it into the house, it's done.
If it comes with you, if you manage to separate it from its bond to the earth, then it is done, my son.
And if you cook it and you eat it and you don't die, it's done. So you could be yeah. Those vegetables are done, aren't they? Just after the meal. I think the vegetables are done.
I guess what we're getting at is like he's revealed himself to be a little bit of a creepazoid, I'd say. Don't you think?
Yeah, because at first I didn't know what the narrator was getting at because right at the very end of the episode, Fleabags is her turn on the exercise bike and the narrator just went, Anna... The only gay housemate is about to start riding on the exercise bike.
It sounds jarring at first, but what they're doing is they're giving context to what's coming next, aren't they? So so basically like saying they're doing it for the benefit of the viewer. Like we're just reminding you that she's gay because the next thing that Andy's about to say is going to shake you. Yeah. And go on, do you want to reveal what Andy said?
So Andy was saying, I imagine he's trying to be progressive. He's like, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to talk to her about boning women because...
I'm going to try and talk to this lesbian creature.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and meet her on her level.
Yeah.
And do you remember from Andy's story right at the start? Andy's already come out as bisexual because he fucked that whole family. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and also his first ever video. Do you know when they had to come out with the 3 things and only one of them was true all the way back in episode 1?
Oh yeah.
One of his was being fucked by a dude then.
Oh yeah.
So he's basically been like, he's basically projecting himself onto Anna and saying that like, because you're a lesbian, would it be hard for you to sleep in the girl's room? Because there's all, you know, so much pussy in there. How do you control yourself?
I mean, I don't know what he thinks is going... He's probably imagines, like, pillow fights and, like, naked sort of, like... He imagines probably, like, you know that scene in Greece when they're, like, piercing each other's ears and stuff?
Yeah. I think...
Have you seen Greece?
I think... Of course I've seen Greece.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you haven't. Not everyone's seen Greece.
There's loads of stuff that I haven't seen.
Like what?
I don't know. I've not seen them.
Do you like Grease? Are you a fan
of
it?
No, I don't like it. Why don't what? They just... Do you know what I think when I watch it?
What?
I just think, why don't they just shut up?
But Grease is great. It's the best. Yeah.
Look, I don't care about T-birds. I don't care about fucking combing my hair backwards. I don't care about anything to do with anything that they're doing. I just can't relate to it at all. Like, why? I just don't trust people who love school that much.
They don't love school.
They love
each other. They don't. They love each other.
I don't know, man. They
don't you want to dance? Don't you want to dance in a funhouse?
No, I don't want to dance. I don't want to dance with Sandy. I like that Rizzo, whatever she's called. She's sound.
Yeah, Rizzo's cool. Everyone likes Rizzo.
I like Grease too. Grease 2's better.
Anyway, let's end the podcast now. I knew this wasn't going anywhere. You're going to say you love Grease 2 better. Like, that's ridiculous. You're just trying to be controversial.
I haven't seen Grease 2.
You haven't seen anything, have you?
They should have called it Greasier.
You know, in America, they don't say Grease anyway, do they? They say Grease.
No, they don't.
Have you never noticed that?
Grease?
They do. They say
Grease Lightning.
Well, they don't in that film, but generally, you know, when they say, like, the word grease, they say greasy. Yeah, greasy, exactly.
Yeah,
what's that about?
I don't know, but over here, like, do you know when it's slightly windy, I always say that it's a breeze.
You don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I do.
And
when I hug my children, I give them a squeeze.
A squeeze. Oh yeah, your daughter started year 7 today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, how mad is that? I've got 2 children who are both in their double digits. And
how did it go?
She went well, good. Yeah, she was like, this just sums up like what I think it's like to be like an 11-year-old girl. But she was like, I was like, really, because it's just year 7 went back today, so they're giving them like a false sense of security, like, you know, this is what school's going to be like, and then tomorrow, like, all of the twats come.
They did that with us though as well. Didn't they do that with you?
Yeah, but they did. But you feel like the king of like the school for a bit, and then you're like, oh no, it is.
Well, you need at least a couple of days to be able to navigate the school before you start getting thrown into lockers and stuff.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the way to the science room. I was gonna talk to you about this actually. Like, if you could give my so she started her first day of secondary school, which is cool. She thinks a boy fancies her already, which is peak year 7 girl, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, if you were to give her some advice for like her starting her secondary school career, like one bit of advice,
I would say go up to the largest kid.
It's not prison. It is a prison.
Punch them directly in the nose. Show them.
She's got a new nickname, and it's Mean Machine. Mean Machine.
No, it's Hard Bastard, isn't it? I would say, in all seriousness, if I did actually have to give her some advice, I would say establish yourself as like you don't give a fuck now.
Yeah.
Because you can always give a fuck later.
Just do at least one just crazy thing every day.
Is that like, I don't know how constructive that is. Just do something mental every day.
But I mean, just, it doesn't have to be like big, but just go like, bah! Just like that.
Yeah, just do that. You mean like that technique of like, if people think you're crazy, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's also different now, isn't it? She probably doesn't have to go up and punch the biggest kid. She probably has to like challenge them to a TikTok duet or something. What's her uniform like? Is it like a blazer and a tie and stuff?
She's got a clip-on tie because she doesn't want to get
peanut.
Yeah. So yeah, she's well. She's well excited, man, and it's cool. And then, you know, I think it's quite mad for me. I'm not sure I'm ready to be a dad.
How long you been a dad for?
Sure, she's 11. But what I mean is, because I went camping with my dad this weekend, and I was a bit like. He's like a mobile phone in a holster sort of dad.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, he's got gadget dad, do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, he just like does dad shit, like it's dad jokes and all that sort
of
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you do dad jokes.
That's not true. Just for you, I just do them on this.
Yeah, right.
But like not as bad as my dad. Like he'll like every time he sees a graveyard, he'll be like, "People are dying to get in there." And I'm like, "Fuck sake, dad."
That's a classic, though. That's good.
Yeah, but
I like that.
I'm 33 years old.
Yeah.
I've heard it all before, Dad. But but what I mean is, I'm not ready to be like.
So you mean you have to grow up? Is what you're saying?
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, 'cause I'm sort of like scruffy and like skateboardy and don't have a nest egg and stuff like that, you know.
So you need to get yourself a nest egg. You need to get yourself a, you need to get like a 70s like maroon kind of like brown suit.
Yeah, maybe like a Ford Escort or a Volvo.
Yeah, and then a moustache. I'm thinking of you exclusively as 70s. I think you would look good as like a 70s dad.
Yeah, and I need to clear my throat for like 30 seconds just for no reason all the time.
Yeah, and you have like a coffee mug that says something funny on it, like it says hang in there baby. Got like the little cat on there. And I don't know why I've situated you very like firmly in the 70s there.
But I'm just saying, although I don't think I'm ready for it. I mean, but obviously, like, dads are different now, aren't they? You see dads with tattooed pans, do you know what I mean? Dads with fucking beards.
Tattooed faces. You
know, cool, there's a lot of cool dads. I'm not saying I'm a cool dad, but I'm just saying there's a lot of young sort of, like, dads about, isn't there?
Yeah, dads are changing, you know.
Because by the time my kids are 18, dude, I'm going to be, like, I'm going to be 40. I'm going to be ready for cooking gay cruises and all sorts by then.
That's still a very young dad, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I could still get on a football team at that age.
Well, let's not. let's scale it back a little bit.
I mean, maybe in goal or like on the bench.
On a bench. In a park.
But what the thing that I always think about when I think about my dad, right, is, do you remember that Kylie Minogue song, I Can't Get You Out of My Head?
Yeah, I've heard it.
My dad used to watch that video just all the time.
It's only like one of the best songs ever written.
Just him sat there on his own, just sort of rubbing his knees and watching Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue is such a dad crush, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a dad crush. Madonna, Kylie Minogue.
Well, not Madonna. Cher. Not Cher either. Like, that's not
Kate
common.
Bush.
You're just listing gay icons. I think your dad is gay. You are listing gay icons.
Divine.
I am what I am.
At first, we thought it was going to be Mel and Darren, because they had that whole chicken thing, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some chemistry, some chicken-based chemistry.
But now, Melanie's put Darren up for adoption. That's not what I meant to say.
You can imagine him, though. You can he's got a childlike energy. You can imagine him being put up for adoption,
can't
you?
I think they should call it that.
So when you,
and up
you don't
for adoption this week.
Well, they're not calling it up for eviction. They're still calling it up for ejection. So let's just say up for adoption. Yeah. Up for
So last week Sadiq just got adopted.
Who do they get
by
adopted
big brother.
By Big Brother. Big Brother adopts you, puts you in a big pen. They've got like a big like a big cot, and everyone goes in it, like the Muppet Babies, and then they are
like the Rugrats.
Yeah, you have to wear a nappy, and you have to like start again. Again, it comes back to this whole like thing about it being a metaphor, like for life, right? You know, like originally we were saying how it's like we gave it like a Christian model, didn't we? And like Divina was like Saint Peter and all this kind of stuff. But now we're working on the sort of the more, I don't know, like Buddhist or like Hindu model. It's like, it's more like when you get evicted, your life just starts again, which in a way it kind of does, doesn't it? It's kind of deep. You write a book, you wear a nappy.
Yeah. So speaking of the adoptions, it was just basically Craig because he's Scouse, Kagi because she's... I mean, Darren was like Andy so he could go and watch his brother like do a motorbike race or something. And then Andy was like...
I know.
Andy was bigging up Kags, like he was proper bigging Kags up. He was like being like, oh, since the nominations last week, her being up for eviction, she's really turned it around. She's got involved in the group and that. And then Big Brother was like, who would you like to vote out? And he was like, Caroline. He's like, she did all right, but just to be honest, wasn't enough for me.
She's really impressed me, but I still fucking hate her.
But like, all right, calm down, fucking Simon Cowell over there. Do you know what I mean? He's fucking, all you are is fucking invisible Andy, and don't forget that.
Well, this is the thing. He's not anymore. He's very much come out of a shell. He's become, like, he started a bitching club with Mel, didn't he? But then again, I kind of liked that because they were bitching about Nick. So they're the only ones.
Yeah, and it's because they're, maybe it's because they're more normal sort of people. They can see how mad everyone else is. And like, and I think Nick basically didn't get put up for adoption by anyone.
It's crazy. How could he not be put up for adoption? Like, Nick is like he's the most adoptable.
No, the most adoptable is Nicola. She looks like an adult baby. Or Craig.
No, she looks like a Flintstone.
Fucking where?
Darren is the most like a baby. Like Darren is a baby. He is like, he's got like, he's touched by an angel. He's got like child's eyes.
He's got child's eyes.
He's the man with a child in his eyes.
So, let me
grab it. Let me have your soul away. So just having a Kate Bush moment. Oh! Did you notice that they overfed the chickens? Big Brother gave them 10 bags of... Well, he gave them, like, these bags of chicken feed that was supposed to last 10 weeks, and it went in two.
Shit.
So no wonder the chickens were jumping around.
I didn't realise that. I don't know how I must have zoned out for that bit of the episode, but
you were too busy listening to Darren's harrowing chicken's backstory about why he's scared of chickens.
Do you want to give a little breakdown of why Darren has his chicken phobia?
Oh my god, it was just like the worst story ever. I can't even remember what it was like. I was at my uncle's house and there was a chicken and my uncle told me to go and feed the chicken. So I went to feed the chicken. It was like, and then the chicken jumped on me. It was like a kid telling their like what I did over my holidays story.
I like the way he tried to say, like, if you go to Jamaica, there are chickens literally everywhere. He was like, as soon as you get off the runway, it's like there's just chicken, like a sea of chickens all the way to like the airport terminal, and you're getting there. Like baggage claims are an absolute nightmare. There's just like cockerels and roosters and like hens, and there's just, you can't move the eggs, and like people are just. It's just mad.
Is there like a chicken epidemic there then? It's just like a chicken infestation. I guess so. Like chickens are vermin there. Like there's just so many. That would be cool though. I'd like that. I'd love, imagine if London and like Trafalgar Square and that, instead of pigeons, it was chickens. Imagine that.
But chickens can't fly. That's a big factor.
Well, pigeons can barely fly.
Imagine if it wasn't pigeons, but it was actually like alligators.
Imagine if it wasn't alligators, right? But it was actually like Flintstones. Hey, I remember once we went on like a school trip, and it was like a revelatory moment, because like the school trip was like, the point of it was that we were gonna go and like look at some Flintstones. I remember like on the way there, everyone was like, it's the Flintstones. It was like getting a peek behind the curtain. It was like seeing the inspiration for the cartoon. It was like, it was like, you know, like when you visit New Zealand and you're like, oh, this is the inspiration for like Lord of the Rings or whatever. And we went to this like old cottage and we saw some Flintstone. I was like, wow, I could feel the prehistoric history.
Did you have a gay old time?
We had the gayest, oldest time.
This time is so old and gay right now.
If you were in the Flintstones, do you think you would join the Order of the Water Buffalo?
Is that like a religion they have?
I think it's called that, isn't it? It's called like the Water...
If you try and leave, do they follow you around for like weeks and weeks after?
No, it's like the Freemasons, isn't it? It's like, it's based off the Freemasons. Do you remember like Barney and Fred? They're like Freemasons and they wear like a funny hat and they go and like... They do like their little chants and stuff. Yeah. Would you join it?
I guess so. I mean, if everyone else is doing it.
What was the thing that Wilma used to say? She used to say something.
She was like, oh, Fred.
Is that it? She just nags. She's just like the nagging wife archetype. Didn't she say like fresh or something? And she'd go like.
Fresh?
I thought she'd say fresh. Yeah, she'd go fresh.
She's like, yo. She's like, yo, I'm Wilma, bitch. Fresh.
She used to go, hickory dickory duck. It's so stupid. Oh!
I've always wanted to shower via dinosaur. I think that'd be fucking class. Mammoth.
Yeah, like you have the curtain and you pull it around and then the trunk.
I just like the idea of the dinosaur also peeking through the window, do you know what I mean?
He does do that, doesn't he? He peeks through.
Yeah, of course he does. It's so all pervy when you really think about it.
I like the round houses, you know. Like I've always liked the look of those round Have you ever been to any like Flintstones themed like roadside things? Sometimes you see like roadside stuff. Do you remember when we watched like Pee-wee's Big Adventure and they stop at that like dinosaur park. They're real, those things. Like, I've been to a couple of those, like, in this country. I can't remember whether...
I have. You walk around and they've got, like, just, like, models of dinosaurs, like, hidden in bushes and that.
Like, big, big fiberglass dinosaurs that you can go up and,
Do you know what they should have... always done?
What?
They should have just Jurassic Parked a real dinosaur in there, like Madame Tussauds. Like, do you know when they have celebrities? Like, The Rock will just go in and pretend to be a Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, they do that sometimes, don't they?
They should just get, like, something scary. Like a bear.
A live bear.
Yeah, and just be like, stand perfectly still, and then just be like, have it jump out at people.
They should do that. That's a great idea.
Do you know how we said that rocking chairs are from a time before there was good entertainment?
Yeah.
I feel like these sort of roadside walk around the wood and just look at fiberglass dinosaurs is from that era. I feel like Butterfly World is from that era.
But Butterfly World is cool though, because you can walk through like a butterfly thing, can't you?
Yeah, and I hate them so much. It's just so hot and like so just sort of humid.
To be fair, I was scared to do it. Like, I remember, like, I went to the Eden Project a couple of years ago. This wasn't that long ago. This was like about, well, it must have been like 10 years ago, but I was an adult still. And yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go in the butterfly walkthrough. I didn't want to do it.
I like the Eden Project. I've never been, but it seems like cool.
I mean, it is cool, but the thing is, I have hay fever, so it's actually more like a death sentence.
Hey, come to this giant pollen factory.
I mean, it literally is. It's a big pollen dome that you go in and die. I was literally dying for about 4 hours.
Why did they take you? I mean, like, you wouldn't be like, hey, like, come here, like, you got that peanut allergy, let's go to the fucking KP factory.
Let's go. Peanut world. We're going to the Big D project.
The Big D project.
If my parents told me that, I'd be like, yes, let's go.
I don't want my parents to take me to any fucking Big D project.
Well, they can wait outside. I'll go in there.
Wait outside? That's even worse, knowing that they're stood out there. Do you know what I mean? Imagine if your dad was like, I've heard of this well good glory hole place. Like, you'll really like it. Like, fucking hell, dad. Do you know what I mean? I'll keep the car running. Don't want to be getting a ticket. Do you know what I mean? You fill your boots though, son. Fill your fucking boots. Thanks for listening to episode 8 of the Who Is She podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a Who Is She then, but you didn't do it.
What's my motivation?
Okay, so you're Nikki Graham. You're in a sweet shop, like one of those, you know, like one of those old fashioned, like, they're not old, but they look old, like ye olde sweet shop, whatever. And you're in there, and the man has got his little ladder out to get the sweets, like, because you've asked for, like, you want cola cubes, but they're, like, at the top. So he's gone all the way up there. But then as he's gone up, he's fallen. he's fallen. And he's cracked his head open on the side counter and literally, like, it's really bad. Like, it's really, really bad. And, like, all the blood's come out, like, and there's, like, brain. It's so bad. Like, you've never seen anything like it. And you panic, right, because you've never seen anything like it. And there's no one else in the shop. And you know that, like, this is going to fall back on you because... There's no cameras, and you asked for the cola cubes. You knew they were the highest ones up, so you lock the door, you pull the little blind on the door down, and you think, God, I've got to sort this out. So you drag the body through to the back, right, and you figure that you're gonna, like, I don't know, cover it up or try to stage something. But then he comes back to life and you get so shaken by it and so scared that you end up beating his head to a pulp with like a fudge mallet. And
tiny little hammer.
And then after you've done the little fudge hammer and you've beat him to death, you stop seeing red and you say,
who was he? Who was he?
What have I done?
Where are my cola cubes? Peggy and Andy are up for nominations. To be honest, couldn't give a fuck who goes. maybe they could both go. There's only one way to find out, and that's by watching more episodes. Shall we do our like plugs or whatever? Like
at Jen Ives Comedian, or at Riggs, or at Who Is She Pod, or at Stephen Fry.
You managed to get through the whole episode without mentioning Epstein.
Oh no! But this is what the people are going to want this now.
Just shout Epstein.
Epstein.
I just shoehorn that in.
Before I could actually say anything, I